This Earth Week, environmental reporter Susan Bentz has been relaying the voices and stories of people who steward our habitat in their own unique way. In her final installment, she introduces us to Mike Merrick. For 15 years, he's tinkered with an aquatic habitat system that he hopes will encourage healthy fish and wildlife along Milwaukee's urbanized rivers. You may have noticed the cages Merrick's team has installed along waterways. Susan joined him last fall while his crew worked aboard an inflatable boat in the Milwaukee River.
We are installing floating aquatic plant baskets as part of a fisheries migration project. We've developed a way to attach a rubber basket to the steel sheet piling throughout the harbor, and we've developed this buoyant media and planted 25 different varieties of native plants into these. The process basically starts in our facility in Brewers Hill, where we grow these plant baskets for a few weeks, and then we come out in a boat and attach our cable system to the steel sheet piling. We've got a group of students that's helped us assemble and plant these. They're all Milwaukee high school students. Hopefully college-bound. Hopefully they're all going to be aquatic biologists and fisheries biologists. We first learned about this with some colleagues in Cleveland working on the Cuyahoga River. Brought the technology here, made some improvements, a bigger mix of plants, and then we added the buoyancy aspect, which is important in an urban river because we get so much water elevation fluctuation that the plants aren't adapted to that amount of fluctuation. So now the plants can move up and down with the water level.
So what provides the buoyancy?
It's a mix of media. There's a recycled puffed glass product that's in the media, buoyant foams.
So the hope is, what will this do to impact the health of the river?
These have numerous impacts. The biggest is to aid in fisheries migration. So young fish migrate from Lake Michigan into the upriver reaches of the river for spawning. And this section through the harbor is challenging for them to get through. So fingerlings and smolt-sized fish have no food or shelter on their important migration. This will offer them a spot to get out of the sun and hopefully find some food. And this is the first phase. Our next installation is actually floating islands that'll be 80 feet long and about 8 feet wide. They'll have up to 40 species of native plants growing on them. We'll expect to see a huge fisheries impact there because there's so much more food and biomass available for the plants. And then more terrestrial wildlife and birds can use those as well. Island installations will also serve as a biological filter of sorts for the water. So all of the major pollutants, phosphorus and nitrogen, petroleum products and all of that are metabolized by the microbes that are colonizing on the root hairs and on the media in the islands.
Mike Merrick reports that his floating aquatic plant habitats overwintered well on the Menominee River. However, about half on the Milwaukee River must be repaired due to ice damage. In coming weeks, Merrick and his team will fasten an 80-by-8-foot island habitat along the seawall of the UWM School of Freshwater Sciences, the first of four. You might spot them trolling the Kinnickinnick as they install the last of 250 baskets.